Nations Board has registered an improvement in performance in the 2025 primary leaving exams, signaling encouraging progress in the country's education sector. Speaking at the ongoing release of the PLE results at State House Nkasero, the board chairperson, Professor Celestino Boa, has said that the results show that a higher number of candidates attained better grades compared to previous years, especially in literacy and numeracy. He attributed this positive trend to sustained government investment in education, improved teacher deployment, and availability of instructional materials. He says schools are gradually recovering from the learning disruptions caused by COVID-19, and this is evident in the confidence and competence demonstrated by learners during the examinations. He adds that performance gains were observed in both urban and rural schools, highlighting the impact of nationwide interventions. Despite the progress, however, he never remains concerned about examination malpractice, which continues to threaten the credibility of national assessments. Obua says some schools, driven by pressure to produce top aggregates, resort to unethical practices that undermine genuine achievement.
In a matter of the examination malpractice, the board has witnessed an increased level of desperation on the part of school directors and their head teachers. When examination distributors deliver the question papers, envelopes to the center, the head teacher, working with already corrupted and compromised scouts, cut open the envelopes and access paper for the purpose of assisting the candidates before or during the examination. Evidence gathered indicates that some district education officials are becoming complicit in this.
According to UNEB, over 800,000 candidates registered for the 2025 PLE, representing a 2.5% increase from the 790,000 candidates registered in 2024.